Await no longer, greatness has arrived. Welcome to the Trophy Room review and breakdown of The Last of Us Episode 3. I'm your host, Joseph, and alongside me, the greatest co-host, whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Yeah, feeling things?
I'm feeling lots of things. Nothing like a good, solid, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes of sobbing of what you're seeing on a TV screen.
Yeah. This is a piece of television that we have a little different views on. That being said, though,
I can't wait to fight Joe.
I do feel like the odd man out, because what I thought was going to be a pretty divisive episode in my household, everybody loved.
That was awesome.
Everybody loved.
I mean, we'll get into it, but I did see some really dumb people on Twitter be like, I turned it off. How could they?
Yikes.
That didn't happen in the games. I'm sorry. Somebody wasn't paying attention then when you were playing the game.
So, real talk. This is, though, the biggest deviation. They've even said it. They've been saying it for weeks now. Episode three is the biggest deviation from the game, and it absolutely is. But before we talk about what a powerful scene of television that is, we want to just give our thoughts to Annie Wershing, who voiced the original Tess in The Last of Us. She unfortunately passed away at the ripe young age of 45 due to cancer. So, you know, I know YouTube doesn't like us cursing, but cancer, you suck. I hate it.
Agreed wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's taken so many people that I love. I know people out there viewing. Our thoughts go out to the Wershing family during this time. And honestly, thank you for the role that you gave us with Tess, because it was incredible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it, Kyle. Let's talk about the, episode 3 of The Last of Us HBO show.
Yeah.
Because this one was a heavy episode, but a different type of heavy. And again, the biggest departure. So I want to know your thoughts walking in on this episode and a little bit of your thoughts walking out before we break this whole episode down.
So I will fully admit that, and we talked about it last week when we did our little recap and review. I heard going into this that this episode is one of the best episodes, not just of the show, but of just TV in general for the past couple of years. And so my hype level is pretty high. I was expecting to see something really, really phenomenal. And walking out, I think they just nailed it. I truly loved the deviation that they did, because I feel like, not to say that the game's version of Bill's Town is anything less than phenomenal. It's one of my favorite sections of the game. I don't know if that version would have translated well to the screen.
Yeah.
I think that version would have been too video gamey and would have taken out of this grounded TV show that we are getting, where everything feels real and...
it feels like it could happen here.
Yeah, and not overboard, right? Like, we're not...
You're not being strung upside down facing a wave of clickers.
You're not facing clickers. Clickers aren't around every corner. Where Joel and Ellie aren't like almost walking into traps every 5 seconds. Like, it's that whole going through the neighborhood and having to push the truck while clickers and runners come after you. Like,
sure.
I love that this is a more like... This was the flashback that we have been getting at the beginning of episode 1 and 2, but it was just longer with characters that we know of in the game.
Sure.
When it comes to Bill, and just taking Frank and just expanding that 1,000%.
Yeah.
And just seeing their beautiful relationship unfold. It's it was truly beautiful and very, very special.
Yeah. So preface this, I think I love this episode too, but it is to me the weakest episode here, where I felt like the last two episodes are like, we're going to give you everything you wanted as a Last of Us, you know, fan. Like, this is your reward, where this episode was a little bit of the vegetable side of things, where I understand what you're saying. It was a little bit too video gamey. Bill's Town is my favorite, like one of my favorite parts of that game, though. Mm-hmm. So like I would have liked to see a little bit more homages to Bill's Town than what we had. And the thing that I thought was missing in this episode that I really loved was Ellie bouncing off of Bill.
Fair.
And that being gone, I was like, that's, to me, a missed opportunity. That being said, though, this was a beautiful piece of television that we got to see, because, yeah, we got to see a love story in the post-apocalypse and how that would play out and how you would go about things on your own terms. And so I loved what they did in terms of telling Bill and Frank's story, though to me felt like it wasn't so much of The Last of Us to me. And that's where I felt like this episode was kind of a slower burn. This one's not the one I'm going to be watching, you know, five times over. That being said, though, I'm not going to deny it and say that what we didn't see was really, really special in its own right. Because you have, now we get into the spoiler territory, a creative decision that I respect a whole lot. Though I would have liked a little bit more of a less of a deviation, I could respect the fact that they went about it this way, where you do have this, you know, gay relationship play out and it feels real and it feels like any other relationship because it is. Mm-hmm. And having that grow and seeing them have their ups, their downs, and, you know, going about it the best that they both can is awesome to see. So you don't want it to go like in the video games where, you know, it ends with a suicide note from Frank going like, I hated your guts. You're right, Bill, which is like whomever, but probably Bill on the note and going, yeah, I was bit, but I'd rather be bit than spend one more day with you. Like that's really nasty. And I don't know if, you know, I would have wanted to have that be the representation of what, you know, a gay relationship would be like, you know, on prime time. So I respect where they went with it. Though I do think this was the weakest episode, I respect all of it. And I still think this was an amazing piece of just art. It was wonderful. Yeah.
I'm going to push back on one thing you said, okay, where you felt like this didn't feel like Last of Us to you.
Yeah.
Where to me, Last of Us is the relationship between characters. And this was an entire episode of characters living on their own together. And the clickers and the outbreak is secondary in the moment. Pop in here and there for sure. But I also feel like coming off of how episode 2 ended, right? To come back with, you know, like Ellie joking around with Bill and the jabs or whatnot. And
them immediately just not liking each other type of thing, right?
Yeah, and them seemingly just kind of like,
no, that's fair.
Forgetting what just the traumatic thing that just happened, because they're only 10 miles away from Boston.
No, you're right.
It's still kind of fresh. And I think everything they added and things that we saw that were alluded to in the game, I think were amazing. Like the fact that we saw Joel and Tess go to Bill and Frank.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So they knew that. And I just love that whole thing where Bill had the gun trained on Joel the entire time. Because Bill is a neurotic, not trustworthy. Oh, not trustworthy, but like hard to trust kind of person. Yeah. Where he wants to protect what is his.
It's one of those
alone.
It's one of those things where it's like, what I like to see, but would it have made for good TV type of things? Uh-huh. Or would it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're right. And I think with this type of episode as well, so I'll walk that back a bit. But I will say the only thing I will ding you with is we saw, you know, love, but in its pure form, like we saw a relationship in its healthiest form. And I don't know if that's The Last of Us either, right? There's always, you know, there's always something missing there. It's never not perfect, you know?
Fair.
But that being said, again, the story they told here was phenomenal. Beautiful. And, my brother is a caretaker to his wife. So when he saw the one scene of like Bill, helping Frank cut his food up, he's like, my brother started crying. He's like, that's what I do for my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like, what would you do? I forget the line that Frank says. I think it goes along the lines of like, you were my purpose. I feel like, so maybe it's just me being single and jaded, but
I mean, on that note, I was watching, I was like, man, I can't wait to one day to have that kind of love.
Sure. Yeah.
With a partner. And That made, oh my God.
Hit me with the vapors.
The vapors. Oh my God.
Even my mom.
It's just so freaking beautiful, man.
My mother, who is, a little bit more old fashioned, she's like, I love that episode. I thought what they had was very beautiful. I got very nervous if I was going to see Nick Offerman's junk, but other than that, I'm like, same here. I was very nervous. I know you from Parks, and I don't know if I can get, I don't think I could see Lil Swanson, you know?
But I mean, like, I mean, let's just go right there. Like, this episode was a Nick Offerman and Murray Bartlett episode. And they knocked it out of the park.
Absolutely. Anybody I think there's doubts like, Nick Offerman.
Exactly. Whether you know, you fall on my side where you thought the episode was great and you're like, it's not my favorite, but like, I think we can all agree that Nick Offerman is Bill.
Oh yeah.
Another fantastic casting choice. And Murray's portrayal of Frank is just another fantastic character.
Yeah.
In this universe of something we only got a glimpse of. And he was not the character we got in the show.
No.
Yeah.
They did a great job of taking aspects of Bill that fans would know and go, okay, yeah, you see him like hooking everything up. You see him like blow an affected to bits, right?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Setting up. Like, I love when it's like the end of the world. He's like, and all right, now I'm going to go to Home Depot, get some gas, and I'm going to make this thing a little piece of civilization.
I'm going to go to the gas and electric plant and turn it on just for myself.
But when the Home Depot lights turn off, he's like, that was quick. And he just goes about his business.
Uh-huh.
He's content, but that's all he is. And when Frank enters his life, you can see from moment one, it's A, he's nervous because Frank could be a killer, right? But you can see, as Frank opens up more, you can literally see the wall start tumbling down from Bill.
Yeah.
And, from what I gathered, being afraid of that as well.
Yeah, from what I gathered, a closeted gay man who's never had the ability to express those feelings before, from what I got from those first early scenes. And
With the piano scene, when he's like, it's about piano. And he's like, there is no girl. And he's like, I know.
There's no girl. Yeah. Whew. Man.
Mm-hmm. And then we get to the love scene between him and Frank.
Yeah.
Well, first they kiss, right? Yep. Beautiful, nice, cool. But two beards, though, didn't work? Two beards?
I mean, it's the apocalypse. Who's got razors, you know?
I'm just saying, I would have liked one of them to shave. I guess if I had a preference here. Anyway, so that scene happens, which I thought was really beautiful, really tasteful, and honestly, it is that part of Bill that he is now 100% himself. And it's more now of him just being content, but this is, he found his purpose. He found, his love. And then
found his test.
Yeah. And then you see them have their first fight almost immediately afterwards.
Yeah. Well, 3 years later.
Yeah. A cut. And yeah, it's about, and this is where I thought, okay, now we're going to have the episode I wanted, where Bill and Frank have this disagreement. Frank wants to bring people in. We need friends. And Bill's like, there are no friends out there. And Bill is right. You know, Tess and Joel then show up later because he's like, I've been talking to people on the radio. First of all, Frank is 100% my mother in the apocalypse. She just wants to make friends. And she'll sell one of your guns to make that happen. A complete Miriam maneuver there.
I mean, jumping forward a little bit, I think one of my favorite scenes in this whole episode is the Frank surprising Bill with the strawberries.
Yes.
I love that scene, and I love how Nick portrayed just the pure joy of seeing something we all take for granted, fresh fruit, and the fact that Frank did it for him, and even trading one of his guns for the seeds without him knowing, just having that kind of luxury together with the person you love, it was just so beautiful.
Yeah, and even with like Bill tending his garden, it's like the quote-unquote like necessities, right? It's like you got carrots, you got peas,
no frills.
This is something sweet, this is something delicate, something nice. Who's gonna deny a strawberry? Not this guy.
No. Not this guy either.
Unless you got an allergy, which then it's like take that EpiPen out, don't be a coward. So the scene with Tess and Joel is telling because you could see how Frank is willing to open up. Tess and Joel are here for an opportunity. Tess is playing nice. And Joel and Bill know what's up. They're having the real conversation without having the real conversation. And
they're
it's
the muscle.
They're the muscle.
To the face that is Frank and Tess were the faces.
And it's like, okay, look around. What do we really need? And we're bargaining. And the cool little things that I think they add is to Joel's character is what he did before the apocalypse. Because he goes to Bill. He's like, no, you need us. We've got medicine. We got books. That fence is going to corrode. It's already corroding. I could get you aluminum and you're set for life. So what are we going to do here? And Bill finds out that I don't need friends. I kind of need allies or partners. And that's a scene I really liked a lot. It was it was the real conversation amongst the fake happiness. Frank's just looking for a pal, you know.
Yeah.
And Joe's looking to get something. Interesting.
Can we back it up a little bit?
Okay.
Before we do the Bill and Frank stuff.
Sure.
The scene of Joel and Ellie in the Cumberland Farms gas station.
Yes.
Where Ellie goes in the basement. And she's exploring, and then there's a clicker underneath the rubble. And the how inquisitive Ellie was, and her going up to it and seeing the humanity still in the clicker, I think was, and like, I don't know if you got the same thing, but like seeing that clicker's face and the human was trying to come out a little bit. Even though it's impossible, but like I could see sadness on the clicker's face.
Helplessness.
And
first off, that clicker looked insane. I loved it. Yeah. I think that may be my second favorite clicker look. But yeah, like it's watching its fate, and it's kind of like, to me, it's asking for Ellie to take it out, where Ellie is kind of,
it's the guy in the tutorial of the game with Tess and Joel where you can either shoot him and end his misery or let him die on his own.
And I don't think Ellie is thinking the same of like, I'm taking him out of his misery.
Yeah.
I think she's looking at him going, do you bleed? Because you will.
Yeah. Right.
You know, to quote bad art here. That's what I'm, she's taking out something on that clicker. They both need something. And they're both getting something out of it, but they're two totally different things. You see that there's some hidden anger there. Some, like, shoulda, woulda, couldas when she stabs him in the head. And, to note, when she's playing Mortal Kombat 2 on the arcade machine, She talks about Melina and her finisher, which I thought was so cool.
Just like Angel Knives in the game.
Just like Angel Knives. And I, because I'm watching it with my best friend, I just turned to her and go, that will be important later on. Like, it's on the test.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, they're traveling to go to Bill and Frank's. And he, like, she even asked, like, Bill and Frank nice? He's like, Frank is. And, you know, they try to take a different route.
Oh, my God,
yeah. And he's just like, we should go this other way. She's like, why? Anybody that's going to kill us? He's like, no. He's like, well, your mistake, because we're going there. Should have said an axe murderer. Like,
And then they're going by, and you see all these skulls and skeletons. And
it's children.
And that's when you get the other thing that they'll... What I really adore, which is weird to say about the Last of Us universe, where they don't pull any punches. Mm-mm. Like, no, these are people from small communities who they didn't have room for in the QZ, so they killed them.
Or if they less didn't, chance they for just them killed
to
be them.
Infected. Exactly. Like, yeah. And then they it zooms in on those two pieces of fabric, and then it goes to the flashback where you actually. You put faces to the skulls, and that just made everything seem so real.
And literally in the room, Amy's like, please don't show them killing a kid.
Yep.
Oh, you're my like, God, you yes. You kind of plead to the producer, please don't do this. Yep. And also, while he's explaining it, I think it gave you enough time to kind of add it up yourself. Because when I added it up, and I literally said it to myself, horrifyingly going, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense, and it's awful that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to episode 2 of the lady going, bomb, because it's all over already.
Yeah.
Save who you could save, bomb. It's like, yeah. Wow. Uh-huh. So let's now fast forward to rewind.
Yep.
You know, we're seeing now raiders hit Bill and Frank's place, mm-hmm. just like Joel said it would happen in the middle of the night. They all set off Frank's traps. Frank ends up winning, but...
Bill's traps,
sorry. Well, Bill and Frank's. It's theirs, God damn it.
Well, so, those traps were there when Bill started doing it.
Oh, right? Now you're just picking and choosing. Pipes. Now you're just...
No, there's the irrigation pipes that he dug in the very beginning.
I know, I'm just having the couple fight here now.
Oh, you
know?
Okay.
It's like your all name right. is on the deed, but, you know.
Sure.
It's what my mom would pull with my dad. So... I thought that fight was a little lazy, I'm not going to lie, because Bill shoos it away. Like, Bill gets shot to tell Frank, hey, I love you, and also, I get it, I can't be the sole protector here. The person I'm supposed to protect is not protecting me. But he kind of just wills it away, going, the fence will deal with the rest of them, don't worry, just patch me up. And I thought that was a very weird transition.
I mean, was that not sure. Weird?
Yeah.
No, he explained it. He said it was electrified, and...
Yeah. But the, like, really? The
flames will take them out. Yeah.
All right.
I think there'd also be enough noise for, like, whatever infected nearby would come and take out the raiders too.
Would have been cool to see those.
Eh.
This is
a Frank and Bill thing. It wasn't about the infected.
And I get that, but I kind of feel like they just wrote it away just to write it away where there wasn't a... Like, that explanation isn't good enough. The fence will take them out.
Okay.
No. You just got shot. They're still shooting for some reason. It's going to be fine. I don't know. That scene I thought was a little odd. But then afterwards, you see them in their very old age. And you forget. And I think the game... Can I say something? Can I be critical about the game?
Of course you can.
I think didn't do a good job illustrating. Is that, oh yeah, they're old. Like, Bill is old. Like, Joel is 55. We forget that.
Yeah.
In the game, he's in his 50s. So, like, you're right. They would look older.
There's a little bit in the game of, like, Bill huffing and puffing.
Sure.
Like, but catches like, Beth, but not nowhere mm-hmm. telling us of, like, his actual age kind of thing.
And I mean, even to have the moment in the yard where, or, you know, the strawberry scene, right?
Yeah.
Where he's like, he's jogging. Huffing and puffing, like Frank's like, come on, bud. I got a surprise. Like, again, we forget that they're just people. Because even in the game, like, Frank couldn't do half of the shit that he can do in the game. And that in it makes more sense because that is reality, where I do have to start taking myself out a little bit, going, right, video game logic means this. Video game logic means that, where they're telling a much more grounded story here. So though I felt like, you know, the makeup was a little kicked on, they're older. I'm just picking this thing apart, man.
You
are. And Frank is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, so Frank's not going anywhere. Like, he's not escaping. I didn't mean that to sound like a dick. My jersey came out.
At first I thought, oh, he's just older.
Yeah.
Right. That he caught up to Bill in age quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize until like the next scene or so that, oh no, he's dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
He's developed cancer throughout this time and throughout the 20 years or whatever it was, 17 years that they've been together. And I love that whole thing where Bill was like, no, we can go find help, or we got Joel and Tess that can help. It was like, oh, what? Are they going to have MRI door-to-door people come on by? No, yeah. It's not happening.
And I think this is where I think the episode really gets beautiful is ending it on your own terms. One last day. So like the thing in the games were like, again, where I rudely said he isn't going anywhere, not because of him in a wheelchair, but it's more of Frank runs away. Frank up and leaves, right? Like, yeah. So it's, I'm like, this is a totally different Frank and Bill that we're getting. Again, the essence of Bill and Frank are there. Yeah. We're seeing him have their spats. We're seeing Bill, you know, make, you know, traps and all that stuff. But like, this is a much more meaningful way for both of these characters to go. And I think that scene of just like, yeah, in this world where you can die by a bandit or, you know, clicker brutally, how am I going to go? I'd like to go peacefully. Because I think there's a realization from Frank and Bill of just like, we're old. Anybody comes in through here, they take what they want. We can't fight back. This could end really brutally for us. And they decide, no, we're going to end it on our terms. And we're going to end it together. And I thought that was fucking beautiful. Sorry for the curse, YouTube.
Yeah, no. Beautiful. I mean, throughout this whole 15, 20-minute stretch, I was just sobbing. I really, really love where they even caught me up in it, where I was thinking of the game, right? And like, Bill has to survive because, yes, he has to run into Ellie and Joel and have those kind of interactions. But when he comes out with the wine glasses and he crushes up all the pills for Frank, and then Frank downs it, and then Bill immediately downs his. I'm like, oh, there was stuff in the bottle. There was Bill's not making out of it, and then
I cried.
Then I cried even harder, and I was like, "Oh man, we're getting that Titanic old people on the bed kind of shot."
it's been 84 years,
and I'm very happy that they went that route with it, because I think it leads to a better story, a better moment, a better complete character arc for those characters.
Because
in the game, we have no idea what happened to Bill.
After we
leave him, we have zero idea. And that's always kind of bugged me.
Oh, okay.
Just because like, how much longer was he going to hang on for? You know? Did he go to the QZ? Is he moving on? Or like, I don't know.
I mean, did he end it after that?
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you make terrific points there. Again, I think it's a great, it's the selfish gamer in me wanting the game.
No, I get where you're coming from, 1,000%. And then we do get some more Joel and Ellie, right? Yes. They show up to Bill's town, and
can I just cut you off right here for just a sec? I know I've been talking a lot this episode.
Yeah.
God damn it, Bella Ramsey.
I mean, you're
crushing it.
Come on.
As if there was any doubt, real doubt. Come on.
Like,
crushing it. She's Ellie. I'm looking at her. I'm like, we need to protect this cute son of a gun at all costs.
And you know what helps, Joe? Mm. Where I through the crying, I was screaming, hell yeah, what she put on the shirt.
Yep.
When she pulled out that maroon shirt, you don't see the front of it from the box. I'm like, oh my God, there it is. I'm freaking out. I am fanboying with the tears going down my face.
It's funny because I literally did the Leo meme. I'm like, that's the shirt. And Amy's like, I know, that's a fucking shirt. I know.
Well, and also like when
I'm like, that's going to be on the tust.
Like, I forgot what had happened in the episode, but Frank wearing Joel's iconic plaid shirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, there we go. That's how Joel gets that look. And then when he comes down the stairs after the shower and he looks like even more so Joel from the game and Ellie's in her T-shirt from the game, I'm like, man, I got the warm fuzzies.
I love when she's oh, hot water. I'm going to shower. You should shower too.
You're definitely showering.
And of course, Amy in the room saying, yes, you need to. You need to shower, Joel. We need to see this for science.
Yeah. And then we get like, you know, just that awesome scene of her reading the suicide note and stopping when Bill writes, you know, take whatever you need to protect Tess, but she doesn't say Tess. Joel takes it, runs outside and
has a panic attack.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yep.
And then,
I know that look.
Oh, I have those daily. It. And then we get Ellie being a freaking kid in a car.
Yeah.
And just like, and then the little hints at part two when she's like, oh, it's like a spaceship, right? Like Ellie's love of space. And it's just, I'm going to say it throughout the whole season. It's just perfect.
Everything.
These characters are perfectly written.
Yeah,
they are what these are in the game. I find it very hard for any other franchise or IP to match this kind of adaptation.
Yeah, it's,
and we're three episodes in. Next episode, oh my God, it's going to be tense. It's going to be ridiculous.
So, the final act of like them wheeling each other in, you know, the room and falling asleep in each other's arms, beautiful, and leaving the window open, I think meant two things for me, because the final shot of Bill's town is the window. Mm. And the window points to Joel and Ellie. Mm. And I think that is the start screen. Like, this is where their adventure really starts.
Another here. Leo moment. Like, ooh,
exactly.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. And yeah, we have them in what? Pittsburgh, right? I always forget. Is it Philadelphia or Pittsburgh?
They're going to, that whole stuff happens in Pittsburgh.
Okay. It's not in Philadelphia.
No, I don't believe so, no.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, and there you go. That's been episode 3 of The Last of Us Show.
I'm trying to do a real quick look to see if,
if we done missed anything? I doubt we did. I watched it once. It was, I remember
how long
everything.
Next episode is.
Oh, fair enough.
Like, runtime-wise, because.
So, the sneak peek for next episode, Kyle. Uh-huh. Is the guy injured on the road going, help me, or are we gonna help? He ain't hurt. It's the whole scene.
Nope.
Them and we're the quickie mart fight.
We're gonna get Henry and Sam introduced.
I think that's a 2-episode thing. What about you? Predictions for next episode.
Oh, absolutely. I think we deal with that armored truck. We run into Henry and Sam. We escape that town. And then we get the whole ish. I think that whole episode 5 is ish. And that underground community ending with Henry and Sam's. If you don't know what happens.
I don't know what happens. They say, hey, so long, farewell. We're going.
Yeah.
We're going to, I don't know, New Jersey.
We're going to Applebee's.
Yeah, we're going to Applebee's. You want in? Half apps. They go to half apps. Yeah.
I mean they're alluding to it in the last 2 episodes of what happened in the mall with Ellie and how she got bit, and we got a little bit more to talk about the arcade cabinet. I'm expecting we get just a full episode of that.
Yeah, that'll probably be
kind of similar
6.
To this.
Yeah,
where there's a little bit of a thing, and then they do the flashback, and then there's that big mall scene.
It's I like be that great. Pregnant pause. Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't.
I like how, yeah, there are parts that I'm like, okay, this needs to be here. This is really important. And, yeah, Left Behind is my favorite part of The Last of Us. So I need to see it. When is it?
Episode 4 is only going to be 50 minutes.
50 minutes. So, yeah, I think maybe that's left at a cliffhanger. And then we get episode 6, which is then maybe leaving and maybe entering the sewer with Sam. So, I don't know. There's a lot here. There's a lot to do still. And I'm excited. Ooh. Still.
Episode 5? Yeah. I don't know. I'm going ahead.
I know. You're cutting way ahead. You're getting far
episode ahead. Episode 5. Well, next episode is called Please Hold My Hand.
Okay.
50 minutes.
Because I'm scared.
Episode 5 is titled Endure and Survive. And it's 61 minutes long.
All right.
We all know what that what those words mean. Oh, okay. And
yeah.
Episode 7 is called Left Behind. So episode 7 is.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Is there a
DLC? Has right to there. Be. That has yeah. to be it. That has to be its own episode. That there's so much. We're so excited. This show is so damn good.
Before we end this recap, I feel like it's better suited here, or it makes sense to talk about it here. Mm-hmm. Season 2 was picked up.
Yeah,
we're getting a season 2.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to go into the second game. I don't feel like we should spoil a second game mm-hmm. yet, because people are experiencing the show for the first time.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I'm wondering, Joe.
Uh-huh. I'm wondering if I'm going to have to edit a part out here. Yeah, continue. Go.
We'll be okay.
I'm scared about what you're going to say. I'm scared. I'm nervous.
How many seasons can we get out of season 2? Because I can see a clear three-ish seasons possibly they can get out of part 2.
One.
Oh, man,
you get one.
That's a lot.
And it's going to be a really good television. I'll say
it's
going
to be fantastic television.
I've seen a lot of the Last of Us Part 2 haters out there actually give this a chance, a shot going. I think this is going to work better as a show than it did as a game. So even people giving it the benefit of the doubt, because Last of Us Part 2 is divisive. I don't care what anybody says. It's a divisive piece of art. And as much as I love it, I know that. So yeah. Last of Us Season 2, it's here, it's coming, I can't wait, but we're not even done with Season 1, so they have time, and I definitely think that Last of Us Season 2 is going to be one season, and by the time that there is a Season 3, or if they're lucky enough to have a Season 3, Last of Us Part 3 is out already. So, fair. I think it's going to line up. I think fair. They know where to go. Yeah. So, awesome. That said, Kyle, that's been The Last of Us review and breakdown. I liked it a lot. I loved it as a piece of television, though I don't particularly think this is my favorite episode. I like where the show is going. Kyle, your takeaways, sir.
Easily loved it. I feel all three are at the same level to me. Just stellar, phenomenal television. This one may be edging a little bit more just because of just how beautifully written Bill and Frank were they were stellar. Some of the best television I've ever seen.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I want to watch Chernobyl, but I feel like that's too much said. It's like can take.
I feel like someone has not watched the episode of Breaking Bad Ozymandias, but that's fair.
Oh, I have.
That is a perfect episode.
Am I disagreeing with that statement?
I hope you're not. No.
Right. Absolutely not.
I just want to throw little things.
I'm not stupid.
All right. Remember that show Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
Yes.
Listen, it's no season 6 of The Sopranos. I'll give that episode that. You know,
oh my God.
That's a bad season of a great show. Ooh. Ooh. All right, Kyle, let's take us out of here. Outros.
Mr. K-Step everywhere. Follow all the indie game coverage I do at 61indie.com. And I feel like it's very important on this episode for me to just say, find a charity that contributes to cancer research.
Yeah.
And donate what you can, because screw cancer. And it's took in a phenomenal performer from us way too soon. And obviously you saw what cancer does to people and their relationships in the show, this episode. So do what you can, do some research, and screw over cancer.
Yeah. As someone who's lost someone they love to cancer, it fucking sucks. My heart goes out to her family, because, man, I know that pain so dang well. So, yeah, you know what? There'll be a link down below in the description. I'll do some quick research in the middle of the night and make sure we get that there. So if you feel generous, or just call someone, tell them you love them, all that stuff, the simple things, right? You can find me over at Mr. Badbit. You can find the show over at PS Trophy Room on Twitter. You can find our weekly PlayStation show called The Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast, where each and every Thursday, me and my best friend Kyle talk about the latest and the greatest in all things PlayStation right here on YouTube.com. at PS Trophy Room. Please hit like if you like this video. Please hit share if you love this video. And if you really, really loved us, guess what? You can hit that subscribe button and stay in tuned. And if you're on Patreon, hey, what's up, guys? You saw that? That was our YouTube bit, you know? Patreon.com/PS Trophy Room. But you already know because you're already here. And we love you for it. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, endure and survive.
Love you.